If I just look at like evolution is true, like what do you mean by that?
That it happens.
Okay, does it happen in terms of cross species?
What do you mean cross species? Like, can a species mate with another one?
No, like can a species turn into a different species over time?
Well, yeah, that's how every species on our planet has come to exist.
Well, they're usually still within the same a hierarchy of this like set species. For example, like there's any proof that like a fish became a cat. However, a fish can become billion different types of through mutations, etc. But to say that family of
Sure.
fish
There are
becomes
fish that have lungs. There are fish that have lobes. There were fish that had limbs a very long time ago. They're all extinct now. There were fish that could live partially on land, partially on water. There still are some like that. There were fish with limbs that could live partially in land, partially on water. And then gradually some of them began living on having more of a terrestrial existence, very slowly, generation by generation. By generation by generation. And eventually they became full-blooded amphibians who live a life that is between water and land. They have to be born in water. And then they're terrestrial for the most part. Some are almost fully aquatic. But they provide a very nice sort of like in-betweenness there. And then eventually reptiles didn't evolve from amphibians. They just pretty much have a common ancestor, right? It's like the idea that a species can become another species. That's not really a good way to describe it. So like I think that was your question. I agreed to it. I should have clarified a little bit better. A species that currently exists cannot become another species that currently exists. But what happens is species become different species over very long periods of time. But no modern day species could ever evolve into another species that already exists or a species that used to exist in the past. That's plainly impossible.
sure, but like get at here is like this like notion that like humans shared a common ancestor because th this common ancestor which I believe was some sort of it wasn't like an ape, it was a very specific type of something like an ape that resembled an ape and
Right,
I
we still are apes.
well so what in the classification of the Homo sapiens sapiens species, they're closely tied to apes. I wouldn't say that they are the same, though.
Do you know what makes an ape an ape?
Well, I would say that like things like not just their genetic makeup, but like size, shape, dimension, etc., of their structure, which yes, does relately look like us a lot. Sure, I never disagreed with that. That doesn't mean though, because of the correlation, that like this is a causation of this of such.
Right. Science doesn't deal in absolute proof. Science isn't the process of going to the past and videotaping what happened in the past and bringing it to the future to make it somehow irrefutable. Science is just a way of gathering information to guide our way of thinking. Science is a process that allows us to come up with what's the best possible explanation for a set of observations, right? So, like, for example, if humans did evolve, if any species did evolve, we can just pick humans, then what would that look like, or what would the evidence look like? This is exactly what the evidence would look like. So from that, this is very strong supporting evidence of the idea that we evolved. People who argued that it's impossible that we ever evolved, forever said, "Where are your missing links? Where are your missing links?" They still say that, which is kind of silly. Where are your missing links? They said they would never be found because, according to their belief system, they can't exist because it never happened. Well, lo and behold, we've found hundreds of the things. And then the response is always just, "Well, yeah, but you don't know." True, because science doesn't deal in absolute proof, but literally all of the physical evidence only points in one direction.
So, like, what am I looking at here?
Different hominids. We
Okay.
got Australopithecus. We got the Denisovans. We got a Neanderthal in here probably somewhere. Homo erectus, Homo ergaster, Homo heidelbergensis. I don't think there's a Homo floresiensis in here. There may be an Ardipithecus ramidus in here somewhere. There's a Australopithecus africana. I don't know if I already said that one, but there's probably an Australopithecine over here somewhere. Maybe perhaps one of these is Homo naledi. I'm not really sure. These are all kinds of our cousins from the past.
So when you say cousins, though, right? Like, so this is where I have an issue, right? So I guess my first question would be, again, like, what am I getting out of this? I just see a bunch of skulls. Like, what does this really mean, though?
Okay, if humans did evolve, then what would the evidence look like? It would look exactly like this.
Okay, if they did evolve, what data do we
Yeah.
have that they evolved, though?
This.
A bunch of skulls that look similar.
Okay. Were you paying attention to what just happened?
Yeah,
What am
you
I
were.
looking at? The evidence that we evolved. What would the evidence look like if we evolved? It would look like this. So what am I looking at? The evidence. Yeah, but what is this evidence of? That we evolved.
Of what? A bunch of like this is how like science is able to tell we evolved from a species just by like having correlated looking skulls over time.
Yeah, if humans evolved, it means we were different in the past. So we can take the highly derived traits that we have, such as our really enormous brains, our flat foreheads, the fact that we don't have eyebrow ridges like at all, the fact that we have very small jaws compared to like chimpanzees. When we're babies, the skull proportions are extremely similar, but then adolescent to adult, their morphology changes much more dramatically in the jaw than ours does. And we can see that our morphology in the cranium changes much more dramatically than theirs does. I mean, they both change. It's just, I guess,
Well,
what would
so,
have been better to say was
like,
the
I don't.
degree to which one becomes exaggerated. So if humans, now, if we had full skeletons, that would be better. And I don't have any pictures on my phone of full skeletons I could show you, but I could describe some of that for you. But if humans did evolve, then what we should see is our highly derived traits, and we could just focus on the skull, for example, we should see that we should see that changing over time. And this is exactly what we see. Other hominids like us, we can see as we go back, the brain case shrinks, the jaw begins to protrude forward more, the eyebrow ridge becomes more prominent, the brain case itself gets smaller, the skulls are smaller because the individuals were shorter in stature. We can't see the foramen magnum, but the foramen magnum is a little bit farther back. The foramen magnum is the hole in the bottom of your skull where the spinal cord comes through, because if you're a knuckle walker or more of a horizontal walker like gorillas and chimps are, you don't want the hole at the very bottom of your head because that means your neck has to be like this all the time. So you want it back here a little bit farther so you're not craning your neck so intensely. We would see specific, well, I mean, that's probably enough things. But if we evolved,
That's
then
if.
we would see our highly derived traits change. Like the correct word here isn't regress, but I'm just going to use that anyways. We would see our highly derived traits regress backwards to a more primitive-ish sort of state. And we have direct evidence of exactly that. It's right here.
So, did every single A-type species turn into N-type species?
What?
Did every single A-type species over time become N-type species?
What the heck is an A type and an N
Well,
type?
if
I
you
don't know
have,
what you mean by that.
so there are like letters in your picture, right? That there's A, B, C, all the way down to N, right? I don't know if you've looked at.
Oh, I never really paid attention to those.
Well, yeah, it's like look
N
at, right?
no,
So my question.
no. So evolution is not linear, like you see it. It happens across populations,
But
right?
that's not what I wasn't asking that though. That's not what I was asking. I was asking, did all of A over time turn into N?
No.
Then that's, no. So some of them stayed like A, B, and some of them turned into N's. Like this is where I get confused.
A lot of them go extinct. Okay, so we can think of it like a language. You would agree that Portuguese, Spanish, French, and Italian originally come from a Latin-based language, right?
Okay. So
Like they're related, right?
is there still A that exists out there, or those are all extinct?
They're extinct now.
What
So,
about
anyways,
the
can we talk about the can we do the language thing here for a second? Because it's directly related with this, but it's way easier to understand, I think. So Portuguese, Spanish, French, Italian, they're all related, right? They come from some sort of Latin root.
Yeah, they're well. The root would be just language, right? They're all associated by
Yeah, but a
language.
spe yeah, but a specific language, right?
Sure. So my question is though, like at some certain point, you would have to tell me that every single I became N's, or like every single D.
No.
Why not?
Because it's populations. So we know that Portuguese and Spanish are very closely related, and that a long time ago, before anybody spoke either modern day Portuguese or modern day Spanish, there was a group of people living around the Iberian Peninsula that spoke the proto language between the two of them. Now, some of the speakers of that language remained in the areas of whatever those that I don't know the regions of Spain. Caledonia, I think, maybe is one of them. Some of them remained there, but others migrated over into Portugal. And so the language diversified in two geographically separated regions. So yes, they definitely do come from a common ancestor in the past, and we could grab that language, that proto language, and look at it and analyze it and see that it has a lot of similarities to both Portuguese and Spanish, but it is unique and different. Now, not all of the speakers of that proto language became one new language. Some of them became modern Spanish and some became modern Portuguese, right? Not every single one of these became these, and these. Some subsets of the population evolved into this. Other subsets of the population, where the population existed for longer, evolved into this. And then there was this, and then there was this, and this, and this, and this, and this.
Gotcha. So why can't we just like so why can't we just like look at N and be like, yeah, N simply just pre-existed while all of these other mutations were going on and adaptations.
Sorry, what?
Yeah, so here's what I'm trying to get at really with this whole thing, right? So science has not really proved with any great magnitude at all that like what you're talking about is actually like provable, right? Obviously one. This could
Yeah,
never.
we can't time travel,
Yeah, well, of
but
course.
to what degree is it demonstrated to be true?
Well,
Or
we're big.
the let's instead of saying true, let's say the best possible, or the not possible, but the best explanation. So the
Well,
fossil record
I would.
clearly shows what would happen if we had evolved, and then genetics absolutely confirmed that. I mean, it was exactly what you would think it would be.
Wait, what do you mean by genetics? Like genetics control what?
You mean what?
Like
What modern day living animal are we morphologically most closely similar to?
Okay, so like because I'm close to something means I am this thing in a previous time?
No, we're
Okay,
talking
cool.
about relatedness, not what you used to be.
Yeah, I mean
So,
I could find many different ways to relate to things. Doesn't mean that I am of this side of like nature of like character, right? So I just don't know if the
what did
science,
that mean?
yeah. So I don't think the science is like fully backing the idea that like humans share the common ancestors. It's like nice to talk about because obviously it's not provable,
It,
testable. You cannot like go ahead and
the
observe
the
nature.
evidence only points in that way.
That's if you are trying to point it by
No,
using.
it's not confirmation bias, because what you do in science is you propose a hypothesis and then you go out and look for the evidence. When the evidence confirms a hypothesis, it means that the hypothesis has true essence in its description or whatever. It's not confirmation bias when a true idea is proven true via the evidence.
What evidence though? You just showed me a bunch of pictures without like actual proof of demonstrability of like any. Where is this evidence? Like where is this evidence? Species. You can laugh all you want, but like you still can't prove
I
it.
can.
No, I'm serious. You can't prove it. Like you know you can't prove it.
You do realize that earlier I said that science doesn't deal in absolute. Are you looking for an absolute standard of proof?
I just want you to like kind of convince me of why I'm off to believe in this like thing that I came from, like some monkey, man.
What,
I mean, maybe
you did. You tell me what type of evidence which would convince you?
Something that would directly explain a genetic link that has proven that a specific set of species has, with 100% certainty, turned into another subspecies.
You just demanded absolute proof. You said with 100% certainty.
Of across species, not just when it comes to humans. Show me a single piece of evidence of one species becoming something else. Just one. Go find me any animal that have proven this idea of cross species. Go ahead. Any. I don't even need human. Just find a fish. Find me a scorpion. Find anything. You won't. Because this is all just a bunch of bullshit that makes no sense. It's just high correlation, no causation, no actual proof.
You've just attested that you are incapable of believing it, because you've just attested that there can't possibly be evidence that would change your mind. So there we go.
But it doesn't exist. It doesn't exist.
Yeah, you're asserting that it doesn't exist, which means no matter whether or not we had the evidence, you still wouldn't believe it. That's exactly what I thought would happen.
We don't have this evidence. What I'm trying to get at is like, yeah.
No, we do. You just reject it.
Where is the evidence? Where is the cross species observable in nature? That's what science says. Where is it observable in nature? Where is it? Nowhere.
I could give you okay. I'm going to make a prediction here. I could give you an example and you're just going to say, that's not a species turning into another species. That's all you would say.
We can talk about this example, but I know exactly that it most likely than not will not be what I'm asking for, which, you know, we could talk about it still.
What are you asking for? Tell me what the delineation of a species is. And then we can discuss if we have that evidence or not.
I might not be in tune with all the words, so I'm going to refer to you on these kind of words because you probably know more than me on this. But I just want a single proof of like a cat turning into a dog or a
fish. Cats don't turn into dogs and they can't turn into dogs.
So whatever you want to call a cat is, whatever you want to call a dog is, I want a single proof of evidence that's either recorded, studied, observable in nature, etc., that would prove that something can turn from like a species of a specific type to another type of species. That's it.
Sure. So what's your standard then for species? Because speciation happens in nature quite often. And I could give you an example, but all you're going to say is, no, that's still the same thing.
Well, give me an example. Let's talk about it.
Sure. Peter and Rosemary Grant saw the evolution of a brand new species of finch on the island of Daphne Major.
They saw what?
They saw the speciation of a brand new species of ground finch on the island of Daphne Major. Okay. Peter and Rosemary Grant.
Where is this documented? I'll read it right now. Where is this documented? I'll look it up.
If you just Google Peter and Rosemary Grant, they're pretty famous.
Peter and Rosemary Grant finches.
Yep. So on the island of Daphne Major. A brand new species of ground finch evolved on that island from precursor populations. It was actually an example of hybridization, which almost never happens in nature. It was really interesting.
Okay. So I got to
plug in my phone here. But two different species of finches bred into a genetically and behaviorally and geographically distinct brand new species of ground finch.
Okay. I will read this and I will let someone else get on. And once I'm done, if you're still on, I'll get on here and discuss what I was able to read on this.
I mean, I'd rather you just stay and we talk about other things, if that's okay.
Well, I think we agree on the rest of the things. I do believe, obviously, the Earth is not flat. Billions of years old, sure. Astrology is nonsense.
Oh, no. Yet. I want to talk about evolution some more.
Oh, me? Well, me personally, I definitely believe that like microevolutions are 100% a thing. We see mutations every single millisecond of just any species being born. That's 100% confirmed. I just see the evidence, especially too, because I do believe in a religion that so yep. far.
I got a question for you.
What is it?
What is the fundamental thing how do I want to say this? What's the fundamental thing that makes one species different from another?
What is one fundamental thing that makes one species different than the other? So I'm going to put it in layman's terms. I might not be the most well-versed in these words, but I'll just try to, I guess, put it. Maybe you can interpret for the rest of us. So when I
I can
look at
ask
like,
it in a way more simple way if you want, because I did, it
sure.
was kind of wordy. Okay, why are chimpanzees different than humans?
I think multiple things, specifically their genetic code that is passed down in terms of like differences. Things like,
That's the answer, right? That's the
well,
answer.
there's other things too. I don't think it's just that.
No, because those other things are just manifestations of the
Sure.
genetic code, right? The way they look is a consequence of the genetic code, right?
I guess you can say that. It was just like it's the expression of the genetic code. Sure.
Right. So our genetic codes aren't that much different. I mean, we share 98.5% of our genes, right?
How much genetic comparison do we have with a banana?
Okay, we're talking about chimpanzees here.
No, I'm asking a serious question. What are,
I'm not totally sure what the number is.
yeah, so that doesn't, so 50%, I think is more like 60 or 70% with a banana. That doesn't really prove to me anything, right? It doesn't really show me anything. Just because
Anyway,
it's
so we're talking about chimpanzees, right?
just because
So you
appear.
said microevolutions happen. What if we just changed, took a human's genome, like a fertilized egg in the lab, and we just micro changed it bit by bit until it matched a chimpanzee's genome? And then as that cell developed, it would most likely, assuming we have like super technology and we can like figure out all kinds of tricky things, but if we made micro adjustments to that genome, because we're not very far away from the chimpanzee genome in us, they'll most likely develop into a chimpanzee.
Well,
Now, what if?
that would be an intervention. That wouldn't be evolution. That would be an intervention of quote
Yeah, of
unquote.
course.
That
But
would that,
it
that would
would demonstrate the fact that micro changes to the genome could produce a different species, right?
I'm not saying that like small changes don't occur. Obviously, I do even believe that humans will leave like will lose some of their features in hundreds of years. That makes perfect sense. Sure, they'll lose what is it? Something around. It wasn't the rectum. It was something down there, and maybe the pinkies. Read a lot of papers on those. We will lose those. I 100% agree. I do believe yes, small changes like that are to occur within species. I mean, we can just look around us and look at like reptiles, snakes, etc. Snakes used to be, able to walk, and now they crawl. It's stuff like that. But to me, it becomes a challenge to read any scientific articles that with some sort of like critical view show an expression of this like change between humans and like a chimpanzee or et cetera. And maybe chimpanzee is not the right word. Maybe I think it's a different type of animal. But yeah, I mean, as far as evolution goes, I do think evolution does occur. I just don't think it works on the greater scale, at least by science's findings as of right now. Which,
Right, but those, so that microevolution you talked about, sure, if the micro, so if an organism, if microscopic changes to their genome happen, those changes don't just disappear randomly, right? The micro changes happen every generation, and so they continue to accumulate, and eventually they accumulate to the point where you have a huge number of genetic changes that have accumulated, right?
yes.
Okay, well, why would you not imagine that the species can become completely different after many, many thousands of generations? So
Because
different to the point where it's a completely different kind of organism.
typically these like microevolutions that happen are contained within the subspecies, and it does not prove across species.
Why not?
It doesn't. There's no scientific proof of it.
Why not?
It
There's
doesn't
supporting
exist.
evidence for it. Like
No.
the fact that chimpanzees and us are 98.5% genetically similar.
It's not
That's
observed.
exactly
It
what
has.
the evidence would look like if that is how it worked. And that is how it worked. And that is the evidence we have.
Is no science to back this up, though. It's just
Yes,
like,
there is. We
no, there's.
looked at their genomes and we compared it to our genomes. Again, you're back to saying, yeah, but nobody was alive for 7 million years to
I
watch
never
it happen. That's a
thought of.
complete, that's an utterly stupid. Well, it's just a completely unfair demand of evidence. Because again, you said you need, like, it's like you're saying, if I don't have absolute proof, then I can't believe in anything. And that's just so ridiculous.
No, it's not ridiculous. It's just like a question that I don't believe the science community has an answer to. Because first of all, we would have observed something of this magnitude over the last like 1,000 years. None of it is observed. None of this is observable in nature. Science is observable
Did
in
the
nature.
Civil War happen?
Yeah, the Civil War did
How do you
happen.
know that?
It's well documented,
Is it
and there's proof
observable?
of, it's not observable, but the fact that like humans
Then why do you believe it?
well, because with two things. One, the proof is actually solid. Like, it's not just
You weren't, yeah, but you weren't there.
yes, but I know that within the human species that like out of learning about like how their psyche works, that like it is more.
That's just what Satanist Democrats put into the public school system to get you to believe things.
Satanist Democrats? What?
Yeah.
What are you talking
No,
about?
just kidding. I'm role playing here, but like, go ahead. What? So why do you believe the Civil War happened? Even though, keep in mind, you weren't there, so you don't actually know.
Yeah, but the evidence surrounding it and surrounding it, and it's observable.
That
There are
evidence doesn't prove anything because you weren't there.
civil wars now. It's observable in nature. What are you talking about?
No, you can't
Yes.
tell me that what happened in 1850
Saying that
is
like
responsible for what happened today. You weren't there.
Are you saying that like civil wars do not exist currently?
Are you saying you were there in the 1860s to observe the Civil War?
Honest question, right? It was not like a debate. We're trying to, I'm not debating you on politics. I'm debating you on
Look,
science.
you can't prove that the American Civil War is related to the civil war going on in Yemen right now. Science can't do that. Plus, you weren't there to observe the Civil War.
It's not about observe. First of all, you can absolutely go to like a lot of these locations where the Civil War took place, and you will find the corpses exactly how the history would
Yeah, but
outline.
you don't know where those corpses came from. You weren't there.
I wasn't there. What? I told you. Do you believe that civil wars exist now?
That's irrelevant to whether or not the Civil War in the past happened.
Question is, do you believe that like civil wars exist now?
Do you believe that there are modern day organisms
Well,
that we
why?
have close genetic ties to in the present that we could share common ancestry with in the past, even though you weren't there to observe it? And do you understand that there's supporting evidence that could support the idea that species
There
do
are
change over time? And even if we weren't there in the past, we could still find that physical evidence in the present because things that happened in the past leave physical evidence behind that we could observe here in the present time. Do
Yes,
you
yes.
think that? Is that why you believe the Civil War happened? How come you don't believe in evolution, even though there is evidence that we could gather to support it, but now all of a sudden you weren't there to see it, is the only
Is the
thing you'll
evidence.
accept, even though you do believe that the Civil War happened, even though you weren't there?
Are you gonna like stop being animated and like actually respect this?
No.
Okay, cool. Yeah, anyways, there is no proof. You already admitted that there is no proof. Like, you admitted this.
No
Like,
proof that the
this is.
Civil War happened.
No, you already admitted that there is no scientific link that distinguishes across species. You already admitted this, so is.
No, I did not admit that. In fact, I gave you an example in the real world of a species coming out through Peter and Rosemary Grant. And
Yeah,
we
and that's
talked about if evolution did happen, what would the physical evidence look like? Well, the human morphology would be like our ancestors would have different morphology than us in the past. And we saw with the skulls, that's exactly what happens. We discussed how genetic changes are the one thing that. Are the one fundamental thing that delineates one species from another. And we talked about how the fact that us and chimpanzees are 98.5% genetically the same. And it's not impossible to imagine that small microscopic micromutations, which you acknowledge do exist, could eventually accumulate to that 1.5% difference between us and them. So we have nothing but supporting evidence for this.
We have nothing but really strong correlations, is where I would put it.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what strong evidence is. Very strong correlations. And what science does is it gathers evidence to build the best case for what's going on. And again, all of the evidence supports the idea that species change over time.
They change, but not in a cross species matter, because that's not observable, just like how civil wars are.
Did you see the American Civil War?
I see a civil war happening right now in like a lot of Middle Eastern countries. Yeah, but
Yeah,
anyway,
so did you see the American Civil War? That has nothing to do with the American
observe
Civil War.
observe
Did you see the American Civil War? Were you
observe
there?
observable in nature is what I'm trying to get at.
Were you the, so why do you believe the Civil War happened again?
Because it's observable in nature that civil wars are ought to happen.
why do you think this it's observable in nature that genetic change occurs?
Sure, yeah,
So
but
why can't species evolve over time?
because civil war is not talking about a different type of like human interaction where like I could say like humans are flying, right? So civil war in terms of like how humans interact, it's within their psyche to do so, is to fight and cause aggression towards other and kill each other, right? It's within that species, like capabilities, right? Not the ability to
And it's
fly.
within a species' capability to have its genetic makeup throughout the population change every generation. And there's no limit to how much genetic change can be accumulated within the ancestors, or not ancestors, the descendants of a species. So there's no limit to the amount of genetic change that can occur. And once we get a huge amount of changes, the species can become something different over
Yeah,
time.
I mean, until again, you sent me this link that I'm gonna read on. I do want to read whatever this person has observed. I want to see if it was a cross species or not, which would be very interesting to talk about. But yeah, I think that the science as it currently stands has a lot of hypotheses of what could have might have happened in terms of like defining where humans come from, but it's
And a
not.
huge amount of supporting evidence. Yes.
There's a lot of evidence. I don't think it's supporting just because there's a lot of it, right? So quality, like quantity, does not like show that like it's true. And I just don't believe it's observable. I don't. There's no scientific claim to say that it is observable in nature. And
There's all kinds of things that aren't observable that we can scientifically establish are almost certainly true, like the existence of atoms.
that's like
They
me.
can't be seen. But
I
we
mean,
can experimentally verify their properties and their existence.
Well, I mean, that's just like me coming up to you and be like, oh, well, just because, like, you don't know how this came from, Sky Daddy did it, right? So that's just the kind of the same, like conversation that I would have with you. Let's go, okay, well,
Yeah, but
where do you,
there's no evidence for that.
there's no, wait, have you, like, were you there 2,000 years ago when you saw him create humans?
Adam and Eve supposedly were created around 6,000 years ago, not 2,000 years ago.
Here's the thing, though. I was actually being like intellectually honest with you. I usually just like, if I'm doing like a political debate, I'll just dunk on you. But for you, because you're talking about science, I actually just wanted to have a good faith discussion. But I could have went the route of Sky Daddy, right? And I could have just put you in the same position you just did with me and be like, well, just because you didn't see God does not mean it's not proven, right? But I didn't do that for the sake of like science, because I do believe science is actually a topic of like worth discussion. But anyways, I do appreciate you having me on, though. And yeah, I hope you have a good one.
Oh, it was very good.